Blog Talk Radio.
Especially between the three of you guys, well, girls and guy, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZP got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway again, Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it, so I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked
but
to her many times.
It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And I'm just like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know, hey, when you speak it in existence, you know, you speak it, it comes in existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny, but yeah, I truly appreciate you for that because I just thank you for that support because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
How wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot deny.
Hold up. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
Version. I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I said, oh, my God. They done hooked the dial tone up. Now,
it was my idea because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it. All the way through Superville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around, and anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Mr. Turner, let's get this in the movie. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young an up and coming hip hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What breeds? Really?
Never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta, trying to drive, and the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phone. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, don't hit me, because your girl is cold out. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that way. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, TAZ. And I got on the line an artist that, man, from the first time I heard one of his joints, I was feeling. Anonymous is on the line. What's up, brother?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, I'm sorry about the long intro, but and it was the long version because I got two or three intros, and that's some of the stuff we said during all the shows I've been doing. So I'm sorry
that's
about that, bro.
No apologies, man. No worries.
Hey, I want to know. How you come up with the name? You know that was going to be the first question, right? and tell the people how you spell it, too, so they'll know. But I want to know how you came up with the name.
Well, it's kind of like when I was in a session with a friend of mine, basically, you know, he was telling me that, you know, because I was like, man, I don't want a name. I was like, a name is just like, that's when they throw a label on you, you know? And he was like, you should just, you know, be anonymous, man. Just be unknown. You know, and I was like, yeah, I was, because basically it's just a symbol. You know what I mean? When they throw that label on you, it's just, you know, that's your symbol. That's your, you know what I mean? That's what you're known for. That's what, you know. So I said, I really don't want a name. I want to be known as that dude, that artist that doesn't have a name, you know. And kind of, you know, it's, you know, not like we're rest in peace, you know, the artist, where he changed his name to a symbol, but, you know, I didn't even want that, you know, because I feel like anything that comes from that, you know, is, again, you know, a representation. It feels like, you know, they throw that stigma on you. So, you know, I don't, you know, I want to be known as an unknown artist, you know. So, and in that regards, any name or number in music uses symbols, you know. So, A-N-O-N, you know, I-M-U-S. Or we use the I, we use the question mark for the I.
Hey, that's cool, dog. Because I felt like you. I mean, most people call me Taz, but when I do my thing, I spell it out, T-A-Z. And that's what I say all the time. So I got a lot of people saying T-A-Z, but, you know, some people call me Taz, which is cool. Don't matter, but I just didn't want to be named a name, you know? Yeah, I was feeling that when I seen Anonymous. I was like, what? Okay. Now how do you go about your music, man? How do you, because you got a unique sound which I'm really digging anyway, because I like to be able to hear a song and be able to hum it after it gets through playing. You know what I'm saying? So how did you come up with your sound?
I like to, you know, it depends on, you know, the beat really takes me there, man. You know what I mean? It depends on the beat and the melody. And, you know, sometimes I'll have something written and try to make it fit. That was, you know, when I first started out writing, you know, I was,
right,
you know, like notebooks and notebooks of rhymes, and then hear a beat and then try to make it fit. But then now it's, you know, as I got more mature with it, it's, you know, I grab a beat and it's like the beat is really what tells the story for me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I might have like a melody in my head that, you know, a rhyme that, you know, a couple bars will fit to, you know what I mean? And then you have to actually customize that beat. But as far as, you know, basically telling the stories, you know, I might have, you know, I write. I might see something, learn something, write. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a constant,
right,
you know. You got to constantly stay improving yourself. You know what I mean? You got to constantly improve in your vocabulary. You can't be, you know, your vernacular has to be sharp. You can't, you know, be repetitive. You know what I mean? You got to constantly be learning. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like lyrical fitness. You know what I mean? So I look at it like lyrical fitness.
And the song 10 Past 2, explain that.
That's depends on how you look at it. You can look at it as if you're talking about a chick or if you're talking about music. You know, it's 10 past 2 no matter where you're at, you know what I mean? No matter if you're in a studio, if you're in a club, you're with your honey, you know what I mean? It's, and whoever, you know, who you're thinking about, you know what I mean? And it's kind of weird, you know, I got a lot of people that, you know, ask me about that, and they're like, are you talking about a chick or are you talking about music? And it's like, it's up to you, you know what I mean? I leave that up to the listener, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's all about how they take it, you know what I mean? And that's the dynamic of it.
This is 10 past 2, Anonymous.
Yeah. Fuck hip hop. Nowadays, Schmidt, my dick's off. Yeah. Fuck hip hop. Nowadays, Schmidt, my dick's off. Yeah. Fuck hip hop. Nowadays, Schmidt, my dick. Yeah. Fuck hip hop. Yeah. So as I reminisce, raise a fifth for those missed. Gaze into empty bottles, trying to escape my mind drifts. No doubt, let's keep it moving like a dolly, ma. Roll out, let's make a team, let's socialize like it's Mardi Gras. No ifs or probably, ma, you keep it shit tight. Like not fresh out the box, time to fuck before a fight. Show out on Cali, about to catch the red flight. But you can't sleep tight, to this nigga lay that pipe.
That's right.
So what's the half, my position the same. Now you open like tennis, back shots in the frame. Rush, built up the trust, trapped between lust and punch. Your body's begging me to dust, so it's a must, I fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Turn out the lights and let me hit it from behind. Yeah. Hearing you screaming the moaning got me going at my mind.
Yeah.
Sexual healers, how I'm feeling temptation. But waiting to toss you up, flirting anticipation. I'm thinking, yeah.
Nowadays, Schmidt, my dicks.
Yeah, I make it wanna clap, sing like Aretha. Love when you throw it back, batter than Trina. Hate when it's all a rap, bass in between us. Yeah. Slates and Davina for conversation to heat us.
Go.
Hit the dash, run a smash like a vote with them Libras. Show my show with the keepers, throw a stroke with the reapers. Know the math, all that cash, had to run with the divas. Tell your X-Men to leave us, before I stay in it, Adidas. Me and you against the world, can't nothing defeat us. When the temperature rises, blow the shit off the meter. Baby, call me the cleaner, back swing like Serena. So nice, I'm hitting twice and pulling two like I'm Gina. Used to roll up the Chiba, I was Martin Eugenia. In streets, you kept a classy in the sheets, Adina. Both been through the game, both dealt with the lane. Both struggled on the hustle, both built for the pain. I can tell in your eyes that you're feeling the same.
Yeah,
fuck it, it's getting poppin' like we practicing aim.
That's
both
right.
Been through the lies, both been through the maze. Every day it's like a chapter, both been through the page.
Let them know, yo.
Nowadays, Schmidt, my dick's off. Fuck hip hop. Nowadays, Schmidt, my dick's off.
Hey kids, it's DJ Kaufmana from Radio Freakout in New York City. You're listening to ATAZP Live, courtesy of my digital brother from a different mother, TAZ.
Man, I'm going to put 10 past 2 in my play because I like that song. That
I appreciate
was hot.
It, bro.
That was
I appreciate
hot,
it, bro.
And I understood why people was thinking, you talking about a girl, you talking about hip hop, you know, so
yeah.
it got that
yeah.
double meaning, the triple meaning
uh-huh.
on there.
Uh-huh.
Who was actually singing and who did the beat?
It was actually my DJ Frankie Page. Basically that's my brother from another mother. He's, you know, my man, you know what I mean? He does the beats. He found that that's actually a singer that he found that he knows that he found that he basically I'm trying to figure out her name, but she I don't think that, you know, she was known. But
right.
I need to get his name. I have to get her name from him, but it's not off the top of my head. I can't remember what her name is. He's the one that did the beat and constructed that.
Do you get involved with the production at any time, or you have a say so in?
Yeah, in the beginning processes, first when we that's when I was talking about depending on the, you know, the melody and whatnot. You know, Frank might send me something, or you know, I might get a beat from somewhere else, and you know, they say I like this. You know, do you like this melody, or do you like this sample? And you know, you want to, you know, what do you think about this? And you try to make a concept out of it, you know, whether it be political, whether it be conscious, you know, whether it be in club or, you know what I mean? You try to see if you can take it there. And before you start to put, you know, the time and effort into even writing something, read the thought process into it, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
When you're thinking something, you know, it might be just a skeleton, you know what I mean? Just a drum line and, you know, a sample with the loop back and over again, you know what I mean? And
right.
from that, you know, it spawns, you know, the creative process of writing and, you know, trying to think of, okay, well, can we go with that? You know what I mean? So I don't know. It there's a lot of things and goes into, you know, constructing a song, you know, for me.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know, I know, cause I've been doing songs forever. And I want to suggest to you that you learn that end of it as well. The beat making end too. That way,
yeah.
you know, you take control of your own destiny and won't have to wait on other people, or, you know, you get more of the money, producer credits on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just a thought. I mean, just in case you want to just keep on really, really, you know, shining your skills, get into the production end too, as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tried it before, you know, back in the early stages of MTV2 Music Generator on the PlayStation and, you know,
right,
back
right.
then, and trying to, you know, do stuff like that, and Fruity Loops and all types of stuff like that. But
yeah,
my first
yeah.
beat, man, it didn't really come out right. So I kind of was like, all right, let me put a pin in that and come back to that, just get back to writing. And, you know what I mean? So, you
right.
know, I really do want to get back to that. But, you know, because I got a lot of melodies in my head, man. It just, you know, you can't write down melodies, you know what I mean? But with that, like I said, it comes words, it brings words, you know what I mean? So I like to get into that. You're right.
Like I do, because normally when I get songs from different artists on the show, I don't play none of them, and I really didn't. The only song I played was that first one that I played, 10 past 2, and I wanted to hear it again. But like I do, exactly what's this song about?
That's about the mother of my child, Anastasia. I wrote that for, you know, we were going through some things, and you know, we're trying to figure out where we're going, you know, what we're going to do, and you know, kind of, you know, going through the trials and tribulations that relationships go through, and that song was kind of one of those songs that spawned from the phase of, you know, trying to get somebody back, and you know, then, you know, not wanting them back, and then wanting them back, and then not wanting them back, you know, so it's just kind of
right, right,
you know, a lot of, you know what I mean, it's a lot of emotion with that during that phase, because that was a song that I released on an album, Cold World, which is on iTunes. And, you know, they can, you know, kind of see in that song, you know, and that album from the songs from that album that, you know, where I was at, where my head was at, you know what I mean? So.
Here it is. Like I Do.
Baby, just let me kiss you. Look how we see them hating, debating. It's not an issue. It's a cold world. Phony homies trying to hit you. Squeeze you tight in my arms and let you know that I miss you. Not the flashy type. Love is battle for real. So yo, we act alike. Like bumping heads in the field. We fight for love and war. So make up sex be the best. Sex and mad come with me. I'm over beat on the flex. Like tennis got me open. Like when we meet with them eyes. No doubt I got you soaking. Feel the heat from them thighs. A shorty homebody. So no more ducking them clips. Still never let you run the streets like you was pocket not six. Better one know my wrong. So quick to head for the door. Wait till love gone. Same song, seen it before. Fake friends, jealous. But why they single depressed? Misery loves keeping guests. Most is hate to confess. Keep them hating.
Like I Do by Anonymous. I like that cut also, man. And hey, it was a different vibe than the last cut, which is a different style kind of. And I like that. That was cool. So you want your sound to be like various different sounds because you probably like a lot of different artists. Matter of fact, just give us an example of some of the artists that you're feeling right now.
Billy the Kid, Chance the Rapper, you know, not too many Main Street rappers. I'm always feeling Maino, because you know I seen him once on a poetry. I didn't know brother had so many words in him. That's a deep brother right there.
Right.
But you know, pretty much that's about it, man. And you know, a lot of people that, you know, I listen to are just, you know, I troll YouTube and listen to a lot of underground cats, you know what I mean? So
Right. Like me, I listen to underground a lot.
Yeah.
Mainstream, they got to be jumping for me. And mainstream, some of them are good and there's a lot of them that's bad. So, you know, it's just a matter of the breaks that one artist get. And I would like to ask you, what do you want to take with your music? Where do you want to go with it?
Me, man, I want to go as far as I can, man. It, and, you know, as long as people want to still hear me, and, you know, I've always said, even if I don't make it and you know, you don't hear me, you know, selling records and you don't see me, you know, on stage and, you know, doing that, then I'll still write because it's in me. You know what I mean? I would still, you know, write because, you know, I'll still keep notebooks and notebooks because I have to, you know what I mean? It's like a release for me, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I just want to see me, you know, doing more, you know, giving back, you know, if, like you said, producing for other cats, you know, giving, you know, helping other cats come up, you know, and, you know, if I can teach them what I know, you know what I mean, and give them, you know, bread and what I know and, you know, food for thought, what I know, then, you know, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to help the next man come up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, because I think there's enough in there for us all to eat, you know what I mean? I think we need to just take that, you know, crab in the barrel mentality out and just, you know, try to just help us all eat, you know what I mean? So if I can just help the next brother eat, man, and try to come up, then that's what it's about, you know what I mean?
That's cool, man, because you sound like, you know, me and my boy, one of my coworkers, we used to say, I am hip-hop, and it's in us. We do this for the love of hip-hop. You know, it's not about money and all that like a lot of people go into it. It's for the, you got to have the love for it first, and it got to be in your heart. So the last song I'm playing is Another Life, and explain that one, Cat.
Man, that's my jewel right there. I was written for my grandfather that passed away, God rest his soul, on December 24th, 2014. And he took with him, you know, basically my heart, because he was like my father figure. He was my father figure. So I kind of, you know, I dedicate that song, and that song is for him, you know. And, you know, I kind of, it meant a lot to me, you know.
This is Anonymous with Another Life. Area code 718, I see y'all in the queue. I will get to y'all right after this song. And after Anonymous gives his information where people can hit him up, here it is, Another Life.
Hard to weave through bonds, light is split, I'm floating, too hard to believe you're gone. Still I'm riding around with that Nina, suicide, flirting with death. When I got the call from my B, I swear my heart hurt in my chest. Got one shot left in that bottle, trying to numb the pain with what's left. Emulate your steps so I follow, trying to build a dream with much less. Life gets shorter, shorter each breath, caught up in the 9 to 5, only stress. Closest thing I had to a father, left this earth and hurts with each step. My keys racing, pacing, I'm trapped, wishing that the time rewinds to reach back. Think about all the times that we shared, fighting back tears for years that we had. Keeping my faith the case of my soul, trying to get a break for snakes to take hold. Even though the stakes too high to succeed, even though they pray in the way that I fold. Trying to be calm and strong for my mind, even though we fight, the fam remains tight. Man, it's dark without you here, even though you walk towards that light. Hey, yeah. Plus you
always put us first. You made us all feel blessed, been by my side since birth. Still at times I miss you, on holidays it's worse. And so it seems we're meant to suffer through this world that's cursed. Yo, I'm riding around with that grief though, melancholy, strive through pain. Seems like so many fouls, no free throws, we've like Rocky drop through the lane. Yo, and then some died in vain, others that cry realize their pain. You're forever in my heart, forever your picture's in my frame. Yo, one knows why the world's so cold, so many lies, can't tell who told. Stuck in the past, what's real, what's fake, cutting the grass to reveal the snakes. Stuck as a sheep, don't know what's beef, stuck in the beast, don't know what's peace. So many young get clapped for crumbs, levels of hope so low, 6 feet. Giving my faith the case of my soul, trying to get a break for snakes to take hold. Even though it stakes too high to succeed, even though they pray in the way that I fold. Trying to stay calm but strong for my mom, we fight the family, remain tight. It's dark without you here, even though you walk the tours that night. Hey, yeah.
Now you walk into the night. It's been so hard to say goodbye.
I'll be the same.
You shine in every place you left behind. And I just hope to see you again in another.
Anonymous, love that song too, Cat. Give your information for the people so they can hit you up and see where they can hear your music at, man.
ReverbNation.com/ANO2020 Instagram, The Real Anonymous. Facebook, Twitter, The Real Anonymous.
Cool, man. I appreciate you, brother, for coming in. If you want to stay and meet Gutter Glam, because I'm sure they 718-718. Who am I speaking to?
What up? It's your girl, Gutter Glam. What's up? This is Gutter Glam. What's good, Anonymous? How are you? What's up, Taz? Hey, Taz.
What's up? Anonymous, you still good? There?
I'm still here. What's up?
Hey, Anonymous. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, I'm going to be honest. When Gutter Glam came in, this is what I was going to do. This is Gutter Glam, Raw Piff, the one. I got to play this song called Singe, because when I played it, I was like, man, my head is rocking. And I had to play it again to get the real feel. So I don't want to do that. I'm going to settle down. And my first question to y'all is, how did y'all come up with the name Gutter Glam?
It's like a diamond in the rough. Yeah, basically. A long time ago, we came up with that. You know, basically, we're diamonds in the rough. We don't live in the best neighborhoods, but we definitely are the diamonds that shine in that neighborhood. And our lyrics is mostly gutter, but we're cute. So it's Gutter Glam.
Now, on the real, I've been knowing Raw for a minute, and then I was floating around, and I seen a post from the one, and I'm like, yo, man, I like that name now, because I was like, yo, I don't know you, but I like the name, I gotta be friends, and that's how we became friends. Then I found out you both knew one another, and both was in this group. So how did you guys connect? Did y'all grow up together? How did y'all meet?
We're sisters. Two births. We're sisters.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, biological sisters.
Okay, cool. And both love hip hop, of course. Let me get to it. The song Singe. Tell me about it so I can play it.
Well, the lyrics basically speak for itself, but basically we're singing people in the song without even getting at it, you know? Hot. Lyrical competition, you know, there is none, pretty much.
This is This is Gutter Glam, Singe. Now the thing ain't trying to play. Here it go.
GG. RP,
CEO. Cut a glint, motherfucker.
You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw peppin' the one. Earth gravitate around the gift of the sun. You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw peppin' the one. Earth gravitate around the heat of the sun. A string to the same strip, raw propane. Missing a few scruples with a twitch in the brain. Challenge in the mental special flow insane. Unable to comprehend, so you keep being lord. Remedials for the slow bitches, same resource. Sick without a course, I'm a deadly source. No shot or a pill, can fuck with the force. Check me dolo or see me with piss. Confront me in your mind, but you ain't moving your lips. Fists come to focus when reality hits. If it was out of chickens, making you a target. Your pleas fall short, cause we not gon' bargain. Poetic princess, end your life in a sentence. Catch a bird on guard, not that bitch defense. When ultimate female contention, destroying the genders. The chances in a ring just don't even enter. You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw piffin' the one. Earth gravitate around the heat of the sun. You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw piffin' the one. Earth gravitate around the gift of the sun.
Perplexed, never vexed by you rap rejects. Your gimmicks no effect, lyrics earn my respect. I'm in it for the love, spit raw out of passion. Your time is like a fad, bitch, that shit ain't lasting. A turret, no whiff, you're now facing the stench. Hip-hop has evolved since that 1-2 check shit. Whores brought it down with their ass out naked. I'm here to bring it back, fix the mess I was left with. Low with the deficit, pissy for president. Wipe out a whole, turn a whore to a celibate. If you don't spit flames, then your songs are irrelevant. God, it's a war, chop your head in the basket. Two-gun pips slinging various ratchets. Crematory flow, torching birdies to ashes. Your speed is never going, we ain't giving no passes. You squinting at the type to hit a female with glasses.
You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw peppin' the one. Earth gravitate around the gift of the sun.
You say you from the hood, but you ain't looking familiar. Snipers on the roof, niggas itching to kill ya. Familiar, raw peppin' the one. Earth gravitate around the heat of the sun.
Gutter glam, gutter glam. Yo, was that a clip being shot all the way through? I mean, it sounded like a clip rolling through all the way through the song.
Part of the beat.
Because I was listening, I'm like, whoa. Now, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I played it 2 times. My head was jerking, and it's jerking again tonight while I'm playing it. How do you guys come up with what, you know, your lyrics? What you gonna say? You write about the hood, or this is stuff you experienced?
Well, we was getting at females in the game on that particular song.
Well,
yeah. My verse, you know,
we were.
I guess we
saw the hook as well.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, you know, each song, you know, depending on that song, we was just letting females know. I mean, come on, you gotta come a little bit better than that. You just can't.
You need some conversation.
You can't get on there and just. I mean, like me, there's no one, you know, hip-hop has evolved, you know, like I said, you know, in my verse. So, I mean, we're serious about it. I mean, we're serious lyricists. I mean, you won't see us, you know, without butt out. And,
how do you
love hip-hop.
Yo, Anonymous, you heard that track, right?
I did.
What did you think, bro?
That shit's on point. I wish hip hop would go back to more shit like that.
Now, both of y'all, because like I said, I met y'all separately online. Did you have solo projects also?
No, we came out as a group. Honestly, my sister, the one that's my name was the one with the. Start up as a solo project, and then we did a song together, and everybody was
right.
Like, "That's a fire!" And then we was a group ever since. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's
now, who do the production on your tracks?
Oh, we work with so many different producers. It's crazy.
And so, So tracks be just coming to y'all email like boom. I gotta get double G's on this one. I gotta get them on this one. So you just accept tracks from a lot of different producers and just pick and choose.
Sometimes we'll say hi. Women that's willing to work with us, and because we're two different people, you know what I mean? And they really have to understand that me and my sister are totally different. We don't work the same. She's more like, you know, rah rah, and I'm more like, we just totally different people.
Go on, you can say it. You can say it. I already kind of, you know, just by listening to the tracks, I could tell. But you can say what you more like. It's all good.
I mean, we like to say it, but we like to say she's more Biggie and I'm more like Tupac. Like, you know, because she's more straight in your face. You know,
more like Nas. You know,
Nas and DMX. And I'm more like 50 Cent and Jay-Z. You get it? We'll smack you in the face with it. I'm more like around the cow's ass with it, you know, more metaphorical.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like hoping they get it, you know.
And the area of the country y'all from, I already know, but I just want y'all to tell the people where you're from. Cool. Because I already knew. And you can almost, if you listen to hip hop, you could tell just by listening to the music. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you're representing. Well, you're representing it well because I said through the music, I can already tell. I didn't have to look and see where y'all was from. I just heard it through the music.
I mean, that's what's up. Thank you. I mean, we love it. I mean, we poets. I mean, we love to write. We love to listen. We're fans of the music as well. Little hip hop, if there's the such thing.
Well, the golden era. And
anybody who loves the music, we hear it. I'll put it to you like that. We can hear it.
No.
It's like you heard it.
Correct. And you guys, how did you actually decide, like, way in the beginning, this is what I want to do?
Well, I wrote a verse, and then she didn't realize that I was hot. And then she was like, wow, she was going to be my manager. And she was the manager. She changed her name. She was his. And, like she said, we did a song together.
He's asking all the right questions. Questions no one has ever asked.
We song together. We did actually remix Busta Rhymes song "Touch It" and we called it "Clutch It." We remixed that song and people loved it. And they was like, "Y'all have to do songs together." It's like y'all complimented each other on the song, and that's how we did it because we did "Clutch It." We had to remix it, and once we did that,
And that's it. They was like, "That's the manager's on the song." Like, oh yeah, all right. So then I just changed my name. And that was it.
Sure. Well, that's cool. You got anything to say, Anonymous? I mean, I don't want to cut you out, bro, since you're listening.
Oh, no, man. I'm enjoying the interview, man. It's, like I said, man, this is hip-hop, man. This is what it's about.
The song Come See Me. The song Come See Me, because when I read it, I was feeling it just reading it. Come see me, like, yo. Explain it,
We have some confidence.
That song that is directly about females. That song is definitely about females.
We like the song, but we kind of don't like the beat a little bit. It's kind of commercial, so that's the only song we did that's commercial, really. Really on the album, right?
Yeah, but people loved it, so...
That's why we had to stick with it. Well, we did it. We didn't have to do it.
Well, no, we had to stick with it after we did it. I mean, we loved it.
I mean, we put a feel out. And anyway, you know, so it's up. We don't easily do it, so.
Now, on the real, the only song I heard was Sin, so I didn't hear this one. I just looked at the title and was like, man, that sounds like they're getting ready to maul somebody. Come see me. Like, for real, for real.
It is definitely again, getting at the birds. This one's a little bit more direct.
Oh, yeah. I could almost, the title just was like more direct. So that's why I'm getting ready to play. This is my first time listening to it, too. Come See Me by Gutter Glam.
Yes.
G-G-R-P. C-O. G-B. Queen. Gutter Glam, motherfucker. Come see me. Q-U-N-Y. On the south side. Where my ninjas ride. Come see me. Gutter NY, birds don't fly, shoot in my sky. Them birds love to gargle, then blame it on the bottle. Swallow from the nozzle, suck it to a hollow. If you wanna sell sex, bitch, get on the stroll. Become a model, you can strike a pose. Or be an exotic, get another hoe on the pole. Clipping all the strings on you, headless muppets. Drop a lot of shit, but you ain't said nothing. Soaking out your neck, you should watch your lips. Birds overgrown, too big for their branches. Only way you get a deal is through sex advances. Skillless individual, what are your chances? Settle for a trade that you can advance. And got invincible school writing, just a fucking reciter. Take notes and copy, you'll never be as hot as me. Imitating everything you visualize optically. Opposing your flattery, your bullshit, mockery. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. I spit till I throw up, bitch, get your flow up. Knock you on your ass, you see me from the flow up. Mossberg pip, blow a day to a stiff. If I catch you at your height, I'll be the reason you slip. The fly, you can't swat, still avoiding your shot. The earth revolves around me, bitch, I'm giving it hot. Sense it as a core from my cup he pours. Birds I destroy, pop limbs like toys. Cause damage to a dancer, that's what the hands do. Light in the air, your boys is easy to handle. Things laying, wonder how I'm putting them under. Mightier than Zeus, bitch, I'm walking your thunder. Can't catch a cold, I'm a year-round summer. Never took a break, weak sleep nor slumber. Weapon in the hosiery, folding all opposing it. Domino effect, lay a row of hoes in front of me. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. Villain MC, making victims of vixens. Alter your rank, separate your division. The glitch in the system, compromising your mission. No pop list, non-commercialized clicks. Both blessed with skills, no bark or bite. Limit to your gimmick, cause your skills ain't tight. Snatch the line from your light, navigating this flight. Direct, subliminal, I see you in critical. Brainless birds with no gift of the words. Your best look is silent, so you can't be heard. Filthy sluts used to handling semen. Surrounded by ghosts, need a verse, you semen. Give the bird a mic, watch the parrot repeat them. Boys get out of whip, I put them in a position. Laid vertical, shallow grave in the ditch. Con Ed with the fifth, put you up like a switch, bitch. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. Come see me, Q-U-N-Y. On the south side, where my ninjas ride. Come see me, Gutter NY. Birds don't fly, we shoot them out the sky. Ha ha, GG, RP.
Birds don't fly, shoot them out of the sky. Gunner Glenn. I was listening all the way through going, yeah, they talking Norway's. I love it, though. I love it. That was cool. Anonymous, what you got to say about that?
That was dope. That was dope. I like that. Straight gutter.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. We love comfort water. Really appreciate it.
Now, is there any places that y'all performed at?
Not recently. Oh, man, not recently. We did all the showcases and stuff like that. Yeah, we haven't done those in a while. We haven't did it in, a while. But now we just basically start doing it again now. We started back with you, and we're working on a new album. Now we're working on a new album, so we got to start doing it again.
Then that was my question. Y'all got another album you're working on. So is it more on the same tip, or is it different, or is it just whatever you feel, y'all putting it down?
This album got the most different. So we got like a subject for every topic for everything. Yeah, brutality, domestic violence. Those two songs are on the album. Us being lyrical, just everyday situations. This album, we try to do a song for our grandmother. If we're able to record it, because we wrote it, and for our brother, if we can record it, because we did write the song, but it just might be hard to record them.
Do y'all got a studio y'all go to, or do you actually have, somebody else that record y'all?
Yeah, we're looking for a new studio because, we're always having problems at our studio. It's hard to find a good studio, too. Yeah, we always have problems with our studios.
I'm going to tell y'all Now, this is just a little tip from me. Man, save up for a couple couple years, put some money away. If you're really, really serious about this thing, put some money away and get your own stuff. Then that way, y'all can hit each other up. Yo, I got an idea. Boom. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Our first album out of Priority Box. You know that? It was real determination.
We did. We actually recorded our first album out of boxes.
Then we built Priority Boxes and had, like, I think of Papa.
Now that's cool.
We just started like going through. But you're right. We need to do that.
And be more creative.
But right now, since we have our other business, you're right. After it will take some time to do that.
Yeah, so we're probably going to release a new song on YouTube, like as a cappella. Before we go to the studio,
but you're right, since it is so much problems working with different producers, in the long run, that would be the best thing to do.
And you don't, I'm going to be honest with you, with the technology that's out today, you don't have to spend that much money. You just got to know what right software, what right gear to get, and you can come out with some stuff that's banging better than these $20,000 studios, and I'm not lying. As long as you know the right software, the right mics and equipment, because you're going to need some hardware too. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you got the right stuff, it shouldn't even cost more than between $3,000 and $5,000. That's about it. I mean, to get some good stuff, you won't have to spend a whole lot of money. Real. Oh, I know. I'm sitting over here with about five G's. That's about it. And I don't need no big old board. You don't need no, a 3,000 track board to make you sound good? Come on now. I'm just talking real. I'm sorry. I got off into it. I'm sorry. Because I do music too. And that's why I know it don't cost as much. So,
because we need that we hustling, we juggling a lot of balls, because we do have our detail pieces and all that. But it's easy to be more creative when you can just record at any time.
At any time, and we love to do that. Like, we have an idea to be able to just record at any time without having to
go to a session.
Yeah, and deal with their personalities.
Right. And that's why I was telling Anonymous he need to learn that production in, so he won't have to worry about, you know, going to other cats to, you know, get that sound. And every now and then it's good to mix it up with a different producer so you can sound different all the way through the album. But it's always good to have your own personal touch on a couple songs when you say, I did that ish myself. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Okay, the song. I'm done. I just got to get it out to y'all because y'all good. I'm hearing it, and everybody in here is talented, and I want to hear y'all. You know, I want to see y'all at the award show. I'll be like, hey, I seen them. I had them on my radio show. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm hearing y'all at. See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
The next song I want to talk about is War. And I knew it. I guess you got it from the group War. Am I correct? Is that a loop off of their song?
It is.
Okay. Explain.
Yes. We declared war on the producer that we were working with and some other people.
We just got through talking about that.
Male rappers too, because we don't really feel like the females is competition. I mean, we just did that because we know how New Yorkers do. We just competition.
I mean, everyone's fair game, you know.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what hip hop is. You know, that's what it keeps it going. You know what I mean? It keeps the blood going for hip hop. Anyone who looks at you sideways, what? What battle?
This song is called War, Gutter Glam.
Right.
Gutter Glam is fucked up. Chi-chi. RP. T.O. In the land of the fittest, there's no room for pretend. Only pussies in my thighs, ain't no bitch in my men. No debate in the greatness, the gripe of the hatred. Commando artillery, flow through the killer seat. Never had a friend, you ain't fam, you my enemy. Appetite, obese, off birds we beat. Who's the hottest spitting flame? Bitch, look to the east. New York, Southside, holding the world clean. Got a glam, the buzz killers in your life in the census. Your girls say you on top, so you know our position. Roy, rapping for dummies, my your flow's too simple. My favorite choice of weapon is the hottest dimension. Inflict a lethal dose, this is dying you into. You got a full deck, don't pretend to be mental. What? Crazy, no real, and that could pick up a head too. To turn you in the box like your corpse is a rent. Nigga, we declare. We declare. We declare. Gotta glam, motherfucker. We declare. We declare. We declare. Gotta glam, motherfucker. Reality check, you got identity crisis. Ducks ain't even on my league. Wanna fuck with the knife? I'm the 142. Try to shoot that scene. Keep that bitch off the rock when that bird's in queen. Fake Barbie, one generic version of Kim. I jump off with the mic, keep sitting on them. If I had my ass out, I cause heavy commotion. Get respect for my talent, brother, killing with verses. Gimmick and recital, your ghost that you hyper. I call with no desire, sluts don't spit fire. Swallow many nuts just to get them higher. Paying homage with that name on the track. For your girls to be flatter, you gotta go win on wax. First talk a lot of shit, but we still unmatched. Gutter, before the physical. Fucking cyber chat on the southern side of Queens. If you dare to react, bitch, we declare. We declare. We declare. Motherfucker, gotta glam, motherfucker. We declare. We declare. We declare. Motherfucker, gotta glam, motherfucker.
Yo, you know what? I'm going to be saying Gutter Glam, MF-er, a whole lot tonight. Anonymous, Did you like that song, Cat?
Oh yeah.
Now, Ghetto Glam, give out your information where people can hit you up, listen to the music.
Ghetto Glam on Twitter, Ghetto Glam on YouTube, Ghetto Glam on Facebook. I'll spell it GUTTERGLAM. And then it's also gutterglamorous.com for the website. Yes, and we're on reverbnation.com/gutterglam. Pretty much our name is GutterGlam everywhere. You can Google GutterGlam and see us. Also, RawTiff, RAWTIFF. That's me, and there's the one. But my name is the one BG in most places because they don't let me have the one. Go on Facebook, the one in MC Marksman. So, but I'm the one BG in most places. Twitter, Instagram, that's my name. Her name is RawTiff everywhere. I'm RawTiff everywhere. I made it easy for you.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in, sharing your story, sharing your music. Also, Anonymous for coming in and actually staying another segment. I appreciate that.
Take
what I said and heed and think about it, because you guys need to keep doing your music, keep doing your thing, and keep hip hop alive, yo.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm going to end this with you're welcome. I'm going to end this with Capriccio Caesar and Gene Michael. The song is called Validation. He was claiming to be, everybody was saying he was Prince's son, and he looked like Prince. This cat was on SoundCloud, and now all his stuff is taken down because of what happened with Prince. But he'd been doing this for years, calling himself Prince's son. Okay, this song is called Validation. It's hip hop. I'm out till next week. Again, thanks to Gutter Glam and thanks to Anonymous for being on the show.
All this child, this Gambino, is because the internet. World star behind screens, like 3005. But that's self what came out of wearing sweatpants inside. Love it ain't just with a pick, that should make the brothers follow. You should pride yourself on how your words will change tomorrow. And the selfie ain't for others to give you appreciation. You're posting it for yourself. Why else? Cause you need some validation.
Facebook can't be your blush. Instagram can't be makeup.
Front of different swingers, pitching the same line. He wants to be like music in a stereo blast. He wants to be a high record, yeah, he wanna smash. Behind computer, he is so Stephon. Real life, speak to these morals like Urkel and get stepped on. What you gon' do? Electric bill come for you. And you're forced to interact in a real point of view. They can't shop behind screens like QVC. Don't you see this internet has no authenticity? A filter can never substitute for personality. Bathroom selfie with your shirt off can make women thirsty. But they don't respect themselves if they display that publicly. Self-exploitation brings exposure, that's how the public be. Plus you post too much, your ambition look vacant. You're a man, you should understand that Instagram don't bring you validation. Yeah. Throwing DMs up, you post too much.
You post
the world needs strong
much.
Men, not strong tweeters.
You post too much.
Players look thirsty on the bad chick, bad chicks will be on the sun. Instagram, huh?
hope you understand. No one bringing validation.
Bringing validation.
One bringing validation.
No.
Try to write. My dudes is out here trying to type. It's all good though.